As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is that you are listening, folks. Thank you very, very much for listening. Today is the 14th of June, year of your Lord. I'm sorry, year of our Lord, 2022.
Some people might not share the same Lords. Some people might just pray to Lord the singer. Whatever happened to Lord the singer? I feel like you would know this answer.
She came out with an album, was it Solar Power, I think? Or was that just the name of the song?
Are you rhetorically asking yourself? Because
last year. And it was a commercial hit. It did very well.
Oh, so she's still popping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Lord Hive is well and alive. I promise you that.
What was the big song she had that like made her, what was it?
Royals.
Yeah, Royals. That's right. Yeah,
that song was hard. That was 2013 or 14 or something like that. Yeah. Welcome to the Bonnie Cardigan presented by The Athletic. I'm, of course, joined by the on again, off again man who wears the cardigan, James Edwards III of The Athletic. James.
Happy almost birthday.
It is the almost birthday episode. So little inside baseball, not inside baseball. Is it talking baseball? Inside baseball? What is the
inside
expression?
Baseball.
Inside baseball. Something that you actually taught me. I had never heard anybody say that before I started talking to you. And I was like, that's just a thing that James says then. And then when I moved to Los Angeles, everybody says that. Everybody says it. But anyways, even though today is not officially my birthday, it's my birthday week, which counts. The original plan, because my birthday is on Thursday, is because Hinkle Hours Live was always on Thursday, so we were gonna do a roast, like that was the plan, and everybody was on board with it. And I was like, okay, like let's not get too excited. I don't want everybody to be too excited that we're getting to roast Nick for 30 minutes. I still want you guys to like me, but so we can't do that today. We do have something that is very important to me at the end of the show. I'm going to be quizzing James on our friendship to see how good of a friend he is. But before we get to that, we are going to be doing a mailbag, answering all of your burning draft questions. And before we get to that, James, what have you got to promote for us?
First of all, I want people to know that I'm a good friend, and I did try to get two guests.
I was going to bring this up, but I wasn't going to say who. Yes.
Okay. Both were not able to do it today. And I didn't want to hound them. Sorry, so I guess my friendships stopped at following up, but
no. Yeah. When you told me who it was, I did not question. I was like, okay, and I never got to question this ever again, because it would have been but the reason that we don't want to say who it was is because I think feasibly one of those people could be on the show one day.
Both of them, easily.
I'm not, but not at the same time, probably. That would be, that's
be
what
weird.
I'm saying. Yeah,
that'd be weird.
That'd be weird. Anyways, what have you got coming out, or what has already come out? Well, today's Monday, so.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, there's a story up on The Athletic now where I looked at three different scenarios and made three different picks for the Pistons at number five. There's the projection pick, which is kind of like what I think will happen if everything kind of goes to plan based on reports and reporting and talking to people. There's the, it's not surprise. Hold on. This is a bad pun.
Sorry, I'm vetting the questions, so I'm actually just letting you talk. I'm reading the questions.
There's, okay. So scenario one is the projection, which I said is kind of what everybody thinks will happen. Then there's the twist where it's like, if this person goes at four, I think this is who the Pistons take at five. And then there's the long shot where it's like, if this person doesn't check out and this person is gone at four, this is who the Pistons will take at five. So there's a couple tidbits in there about recent draft workouts for Detroit. If you still hate me because you think I said the Pistons won't draft Jaden Ivey, they're one of these scenarios is where they pick Jaden Ivey, and I update kind of what I think about Ivey and the Pistons. So if you have been one of the ones that believe that I'm just spewing bullshit and the Pistons love Ivey and I'm an idiot, there is a scenario in there in which Ivey is a Piston. So check it out on The Athletic. Subscribe for $1.
I saw some people having some healthy discourse on Reddit the other day, and they were talking about...
Did we ever shout out Reddit for the kind thread?
Shout out to Obi Floppin.
Shout out to Obi Floppin. Shout out to Reddit, Pistons Reddit. Nick sent me a thread that was going on after, I think, was it our last episode?
Would have been after the last episode, yeah.
Yeah, where... there was just kind of a lot of support for the podcast. So appreciate you guys. That was really cool. Shout out. I'll probably be doing an AMA soon, actually.
Ooh, nice.
M. Tommy reached out.
I saw the mods in that subreddit are so, so good. They're such nice people. But I saw some people talking about like, hey, where can I see like who has officially worked out for the Pistons and who hasn't? And somebody did correctly point out. They were like, I'm pretty sure that's like a new Troy thing where doesn't. Well, right. They cited something that you said.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was going to ask you about that very quickly. What is the benefit of that?
I think some people just tend to want to keep things close to their chest.
Yeah.
I would assume that agents talk and, like, it's out there. Like, people know who's worked out for who.
Yeah.
But I think that's just how he likes to go about it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think... Will you tell Clifford to shut up?
Hold on.
I think that's because since I've been on the beat, I'll be in year six this year. My first year, Stan and Jeff Bauer, they had a list of every time anybody worked out. Ed Stefanski and company had a list. And then since Troy took over, there has not been like team updates on who's working out. So I assume that's a Troy thing. I personally like it. I don't care to go to the facility every day to talk to Max Christie or Gabe Brown. I just 99.9% of the people that are at there aren't going to be Pistons, so it's just kind of like you're just feeding the beast.
Yeah. Shout out to Gabe Brown, though. Good dude.
Yeah. Is there anything? I think it's been like Murray, to my knowledge, Murray and Ivy have not yet gone to Detroit to work out. I think that's coming this week.
Okay.
And Sharp, Mathurin, and Johnny Davis have worked out. That's all I know. Obviously, there are others. And then, I know some second-round guys. But of the names, those are the ones I know so far.
Okay. What do you say we jump into this mailbag?
Like, actually jump into it? Like, is it big enough for both of us?
From Snack Efron. Favorite, because you said you asked for draft questions.
Snack Efron, that's
Snack
funny.
Efron from the rafters. Favorite draft beer. Throwing a fun one off the rip.
I'm not a beer guy, so I might even just like say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't really know draft and craft. And
is Oberon?
Maybe. No, I think that's a... No, maybe. I don't know. It might be.
I don't drink. I drink
wine. Yeah, I'm not a beer guy. I like Stella Artois. Does that count?
Yeah, let's do Stella.
Cool, Stella. Shout out to Stella. If they want to sponsor the show, then they are more than welcome to do that. This is a very good question. Actually made me laugh when I read it. From Pistons Talk. James, who is the Josh Giddey of this year's draft?
I have a real answer that I'm not going to say just because there's a chance I could cover him.
Okay, so somebody who you don't think that you're like, okay, no shot, we're going to pick this guy.
No shot that Detroit's going to pick him? Asking me?
Max Christie, probably.
So what is let's define what is this Josh Giddey guy? Like, I just think he's just terrible.
Well, okay, so this would mean it has to be a guy that to the public eye is received well and is considered to be good, and what he has in his bag will translate at the next level. That's what the public perception has to be, because that's what it was on Giddey, okay?
Yeah.
It's even coming into the draft.
Yeah. I think some people thought OKC reached, but I know what you mean.
I think most people, as a consensus, were like, really? You're going to put Josh Giddey 5? 100%. But people were still like, Josh Giddey's that dude.
Yeah.
So, but you weren't.
Nah.
You were headstrong in the fact that he wasn't. Now, you were wrong about that, but...
Let's wait till he plays plays meaningful basketball.
Okay. So who would that be?
Oh, man.
Because, like, what I just said, Max Christie, you can't do that because nobody's like, oh, my God, watch out for Max Christie.
There's two guys I want to say, but I can't say them. Let me think. There's nobody I, like, despise. I don't despise Josh Giddey. He just dribbles like a stick figure, and I just don't know how he's out there.
Say Caleb Houston, just...
It's got to be like a high end guy, right?
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing: is I don't passionately like. I'm not against anybody in this class. I saw shout out to Reddit. Somebody was like, "Is Benedict Mathurin like the only player that Pistons fans are just like, yeah, that'd be cool." Like
yeah,
everybody's
I
like,
get that
"Yeah,
vibe.
That'd be cool."
Yeah, I get that vibe.
I don't really. I don't at five though. It would be kind of a tough sell, but we're actually going to get into that in just a second.
I don't know. Let me come back to who's this year's Josh Giddey. Let me come back to that.
What team from, I'm assuming, Caver, which team could you see trade with the Kings and jump Detroit to draft Jaden Ivey, Murray, Sharp, etc.? And then I won't go into the rest of the question, but if there's a team that could jump to that could jump ahead of the Pistons to take who we want, who would that be?
I don't know if this is, feasible financially. I think Charlotte has picked 13 and 14, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe, what if, 13 and 14 or 13 or 14 and sign and trade with Miles Bridges?
Miles Bridges, Sacramento.
13-14 and a sign and trade with Miles Bridges. I don't even know if that's possible because what if...
But does tying yourself to $170 million of Miles Bridges, are you better off with that than just drafting...
Keegan Murray. No, you're right.
If you're Sacramento. Because you already have Sabonis and you have De'Aaron Fox, just in terms of money.
Yeah. No, you're right. I wouldn't want to max myself out with that trio. That's kind of gross.
But is it not? It would be antithetical to the Kings to not do something like that, right? So
yeah,
that this is actually a pretty perfect Kings move is maybe the argument.
Here's a take. OKC. OKC goes and tries to get 2 and 4. They have pick 12 right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think they have a pick in the 20s. And even if they don't, they got to – I think they have 3 first-round picks this year.
That's sicko behavior. If he brings in 2 more top 5 picks – I say 2 more. They haven't really had that many. But, no. The one 12, thing, honestly –
12, 23, and they can take who's a good veteran on the Thunder?
Kendrick Williams.
It's not really a veteran. Give him Lou Dort.
Is Lou Dort, is he veteran status? What is this going to be, year 4? Year 3?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that? Is that the veteran?
12.
Okay. Is that the threshold?
20, a future first, and Lou Dort.
I'd make that deal.
That's probably a lot, but I don't know. We're just spitballing. I don't have anything.
Sam Presti has it. He can,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Burn him if you got him.
What if they left with Chet and – what if they left with Chet and Murray? And their starting lineup is Shea, Giddey, Chet, Murray. You'd be a Thunder fan.
I don't know if I ever could do sort of what I've done with Milwaukee and then what I did for the Clippers for 2 months with Oklahoma City, because talk about just bad merch.
Yeah.
Just from an and this is, you know what? Speaking of this.
Their logos and color is gross.
Yeah, I just can't do it. This is a take that I had with you a few weeks ago. I've been meaning to say this. My only gripe with the Pistons is I don't think it's really hard for me to find a cool Pistons hat. I could find a quarter zip, a hoodie, a shirt, the shorts I got
next
are crazy.
Next time you come to Detroit, come, we'll go. There are a ton of vintage stores that I go to that have a ton of Pistons snapbacks, like from like throwback starters that I see that are fire.
Noted.
Next time I'll send you a photo. Maybe you Venmo me or something.
Oh, word. Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I feel like we laid this out a few weeks ago. Is the team that we should be worried about if you're in the camp of, well, anybody that you want the Pistons to draft, I feel like the team that you should be scared of is actually Sacramento because Monty McNair needs to get even with Troy Weaver.
Yeah, you did point that out. But, I mean, Trey Lyles was pretty good. Was Trey Lyles as good for the Kings as Bagley was for Detroit? Like, I don't think that's that hot out of a take.
Was Trey Lyles? Yeah, if somebody just like aggregates the quote and puts it out there, you're going to get killed for it. But if you just turn your brain on, like, just think about it for just a second. Yeah. It's not terrible. Bagley was better, though. Bagley was better, but Trey Lyles was objectively good for Sacramento.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I'm trying to avoid the Keegan Murray, Shaden Sharp questions a little bit.
No, bring them. We're here, baby.
Okay, fine. I did text you this. What's up with Keegan Murray's twin brother, Chris? Will he be drafted? Love this guy. Thank you, Robert, for asking that question because that's a great question. I don't know if we're going to answer it because it doesn't. Because who cares?
Shout out to, what was this gentleman's name?
Robert.
Shout out to Robert. To my knowledge, I think Chris Murray is going back to Iowa.
I just love the question because it's
think
like
he's
the,
in the draft.
It's like the most like that's me last year with Isaiah Mobley. I was like, 100%. I don't know. We should be looking at Evan's little brother. I don't know about this. I think this might actually be the
guy. Isn't Isaiah the big one? I thought he was older.
Is he the older brother? You might be right. So. I don't remember. Did you watch Hustle yet?
Oh, wait. I got a new team. I have not watched it yet.
We're
I got
all
a new
over the
team
place
that could
episode.
Jump. I mean, that's what we do. I got a new team that could jump the Pistons for the Kings.
Okay.
San Antonio, pick 9, 20, 25.
9, 20, and 25. And they would probably want, do they want somebody to pair with DeJounte Murray? No, because that's Zach LaVine.
Keegan Murray is 100% a Spurs guy. 100%.
Yeah.
Like, there's no more Spursy player than Keegan Murray.
Sadiq Bey. Who is a more born to be San Antonio Spurs? Of course, Sadiq was born to be a Piston, but
I think Keegan. I don't even care who else you're going to say. Keegan is definitely a Spur.
But Keegan over Sadiq, you think?
Yeah. I think Sadiq has some edge to him.
There's a lot of Dyson Daniels questions, so I'm just going to kind of lump them. I'm going to kind of lump them all together. Damn it! I was hoping you were going to be able to answer that. I didn't. I don't know if I missed.
He worked out for Detroit too.
Okay. I don't
Maybe
know
that's
if
where
I
it's coming from.
Did I miss a video of him dribbling around some cones in an empty gym or something
like
that?
Dude, I cannot believe workout video season is already here. It's not this finals isn't even over.
At least Killian Hayes has shot a basketball more recently than Anthony Davis. How about that?
See that? I missed that Anthony Davis quote until I did our basketball pod yesterday and they told me about it. Like I respect that.
Do you?
Yeah, dude, I didn't listen. When the season ended, I still don't want to write a story, but I have to. I don't want to write a story. I don't think people understand how long an NBA season is. Like, the last thing I want to do when the season ends is think about next season until, like, August. I'm with AD.
This is a very interesting development.
I'm rolling.
Which of the following do each of you think is most likely? One, the Pistons stay at 5 and only have one first-round pick. Two, you trade it, and I'm assuming there's a trade and you have two first-round picks. Or three, we have a repeat of 2020 and we have three first-round picks. So basically, James, the question here is, how many first-round picks do you think the Pistons will end with? Did I say first-round picks? First-round picks the Pistons will end with this year.
Good question. I don't think scenario 3 is going to happen. I just don't see how it does. I guess maybe if there's a Jeremy Suter that has two firsts, maybe San Antonio, but I think San Antonio is going to try to build up its youth. That's hard to answer because I think it goes back to what I've been saying for a while. Like, I think if they take Keegan Murray at five, they trade Jeremy, and in that comes another first-round pick. If they don't take Keegan Murray, I think they keep Jeremy, maybe.
For the time being, yeah.
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 So, all right, I'm not going to cop out. I still think the Kings take Ivy.
Mm.
So I'm going to go scenario two. The Pistons will have more than one first-round pick on draft night.
So you're putting the
over-under. Or somebody will be picking for Detroit.
So you're putting the over-under at 1.5. And you're going to go over.
Yep.
Okay. From Othello Peppertooth.
Are you making these up? Is this a shtick?
I swear to God. I'm showing James. I'm showing them the name right now. What? This is a question perfectly suited for the Bunny Cardigan. This guy listens to the show, and I appreciate this.
Appreciate him.
What potential draft pick would us fans get the most excited with regarding their swag? It's not Keegan Murray.
It's not Keegan Murray.
It's got to be Jaden Ivey.
I didn't pay attention to guys drip just because they were in college.
Well, you
can't. And they just wear team issued gear.
Yeah.
I feel like just meeting Ben Math, I feel like Ben has some shit. Like he'll have, when he gets some money, he'll have some shit.
Yeah. Do you think he's kind of like the Anthony Edwards type where he's just really like animated and he's just very energetic and he's just hilarious all the time?
In my encounter with him, he wasn't. I think he's going to be very honest and open, but I don't think he has, like, I don't think he's Anthony Edwards loose with it. But I think he'll be, I think people will like him.
That's the one thing I'm going to say about Hustle, and I'm sure you've heard great things about it. I really enjoyed it.
I heard iffy things about it.
They literally were just like, Anthony Edwards, go be Anthony Edwards for 10 minutes on camera, and he was incredible. Shout out to Juancho Hernan Gomez for being apparently the best actor.
Did he have, like, a major role or something? I keep saying it.
Yes.
Like, was he in the whole movie?
He's like, it's basically, I'm sure people have made this joke already, but the movie is basically just my career for Juancho Hernan Gomez. So literally. So it's him and Adam Sandler for 90% of the movie. And it's like Adam Sandler's journey. Like, he's like, I got to find the next big guy. And then he finds this guy. I'm going to do a very quick this is kind of spoilers. There are a million people in the movie, but I'm going to power rank my top three favorite cameos. Okay.
Okay.
From Hustle. Three. Three is Lethal Shooter because he's a complete meme, but there's actually some results there.
This isn't a pro Lethal Shooter pod.
This isn't a bit. This is not a bit. This is not a bit.
I know.
Hold on. This was my first week at Buckets. So
if you don't know who Lethal Shooter is, he's the guy you'll see Twitter clips of. Like he'll make a hoop. He'll make a hoop out of a styrofoam cup and shoot a basketball through it. And like he's trying to pitch that he can turn any guy into a great shooter.
His my favorite gimmick he's ever done is the backboard that had nails in it. So you weren't allowed to hit the backboard. So we did a bit. We started to do the framework my first week at Buckets where we were going to contact Lethal Shooter. I had created a fake email, which I still have, Tyler McDermott. I was playing D3 ball at some school in the Valley, and I needed, someone to, help me train. So we like wrote out this email and like we're about to send it to his team and like get some rates and stuff like that and like get some content out of it because this is also fresh off the heels of the G League tryout. So we were like, okay, we need Nick playing basketball all the time.
Wait, what was your fake name? Tyler McDermott?
Tyler McDermott. I was Tyler McDermott, which passes. If you look at me, I'm like, yeah,
I see it.
Yeah. And part of this bit was I needed to make sure that there was concrete evidence that he did actually make players better. So I made a Google Doc and found like 15 players in the NBA and the WNBA that he had worked with and compared their shooting percentages the year before he worked out with them and the year after he worked out with them. The biggest example of Lethal Shooter actually doing a great job was when Bobby Portis's, I think, I don't remember if it was a field goal percentage or his 3-point percentage, went up by like 10%. I think it was his 3-point percentage.
Did Bobby Portis switch teams that summer?
Yeah, he did. He went to Milwaukee.
Where the most dominant player on the face of the earth plays and creates open shots for his teammates.
What if he missed those shots then?
Yeah, but Bobby Portis was never getting those type of shots anywhere else.
If my aunt was a man, she'd be my uncle. What are we talking about here?
All right. That's funny.
So anyways, that was my third favorite cameo from Hustle. My second favorite was Dave Yeager. He did not have any lines, but I loved seeing Dave Yeager.
Dave Yeager was in it?
He's in it for 2 seconds. And then the number one cameo for me in Hustle, someone who also does not have voice lines, has less screen time than Dave Yeager, and is in the frame for 2 seconds, Mo Cheeks. Shout out to Mo Cheeks, Detroit Pistons head coaching legend. And those are my favorite power rankings from Hustle. Let's try to get back on track.
I'll watch it today. Let's try
and get back on track with this Q&A from
Kyle Metz.
My mom
even texted me about Hustle.
My mom texted me about Hustle, too.
I got to watch it.
She texted me yesterday. She texted me and my brother. She's like, did you guys watch Hustle yet? I'm like, I actually did. I really liked it. She said she did, too. She said she did not like Anthony Edwards, though. He was too mean, which is valid.
I was almost said your mom's name out loud. We support Anthony Edwards.
We
Mama,
do.
Mama Hankel.
But we don't support Kermit Willis. That's his name in the movie.
Oh, okay. I thought
which
that
is
was
foul.
Like,
which is foul, by the way.
Kermit Willis?
They named Anthony Edwards, they were like, you are gonna be Kermit Willis.
That's like the blackest southern name I've ever heard in my life. That's like blacker than Draymond Green. Kermit Willis?
Do you have we haven't talked about the playoffs or the finals at all. Do you have any Draymond takes about what's going on?
Let's do that after because we've already.
Yeah, this one's kind of gone off the rails here. Kyle Metz, regular listener of the Bun and Cardigan Show.
Shout out to Kyle Metz.
Who's the best active player NBA, who's the best active player Detroit could trade straight up for number 5? No, this is like a me mental exercise kind of a thing. I would say you could probably get. Is this too ambitious? Tyler Hero's too ambitious, right?
I don't know if Detroit would do that.
Cam Johnson? Nah, that's a bad trade for Detroit. It's a horrible trade for Detroit.
Yeah, you can get better.
CJ McCollum. It's CJ McCollum. That's the answer.
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, I'm factoring in the situation. I don't think the Pelicans would do that because they're trying to win.
I don't know.
What about I don't know. That's tough. I don't know.
We are going nowhere. We are going nowhere with these ones today, man.
Collins.
Well, there's this one because I've seen there's what's going on with Bradley Beal. People, is he getting traded again? Are we fucking doing this cat and mouse bullshit again? I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this. Every single time, every single year, it's on the clock with Bradley Beal that we have to do this. It's always like this, will he or won't he, where we like get to the 1 yard line of like Bradley Beal is pushing his way out. It happens every single fucking year. And then
he doesn't, which should tell people that.
And then he goes, I want to stay in Washington. This is where I want to be. And like, this is my home. I'm sick of it. It's nonsense.
Well, I think we're gearing up for another one of those.
Pistons fans want him. Zedge Assist, another regular listener of the Bun and Cardigan Show. Could we trade 5 and Grant for Beal in a sign and trade?
Was that a question? Somebody asked that?
Zedge Assist did ask that. Yes.
Thank you for your question, Zedge Assist. No.
I really love this question from Mackenzie J. Lucius. Great names today, guys.
Yeah, I still think you're making them up.
Where would Darko go in this year's draft?
I guess I saw that. My question is like, but we know what Darko was.
If we know, he's an NBA champion, wasn't he? Yeah, he won a champion. Oh, yeah, obviously he was. No. I was thinking of Adam Morrison, how he won like 6. I was thinking Darko went on like that train of he was just at the end of the bench for all these championships. I was thinking of Adam Morrison. Never mind.
I guess is the question, like, if we didn't see how Darko's career played out?
Maybe.
Well, I guess my guess is he would go top 5 because he was projected, even though the Pistons took him a little too high, he was projected to go top 5 and arguably the greatest draft of all time. Greatest draft of all time.
We are 30 minutes in, and because I relegated a lot of the Dyson Daniels questions together, we are out of questions. James Edwards III.
No way.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got to do a couple more because we did just kind of bullshit.
Well, here's my thing. Like, okay, here's a trade, but it's a 3-team trade, and I hate reading trades out loud because it's really hard to keep track of.
Well, let's just do it.
Okay. Pelicans get Jeremy Grant.
Okay.
The Spurs get our pick.
Okay.
The Pistons get Larry Nance Jr., Jackson Hayes, 8 from the Pelicans, 9 from San Antonio, and 20 from San Antonio, which is technically Toronto's pick.
The only thing that I hesitate with there is, so would the Pelicans play Zion at the 5?
The 5, yeah.
Jeremy at the 4, Ingram at the 3, and then McCollum and
Kyra Lewis.
I mean,
I don't hate that, actually.
Maybe the Pelicans go. I actually like that trade.
I don't hate that trade. Wow. This was, okay, who was it?
Wait, who did the Spurs get?
All they get is 5. And then they get Keegan Murray.
And they have to give up 9.
So who then who do you take with 8 and 9? Because you have back-to-back picks at the tail end of the top 10.
Then you trade it up and go get 5.
Wait. That's when you call Monty McNair and you fleece
go get
4 out of him for 8 and 9. No, but seriously,
I don't hate that
one. Who would you take with 8 and 9? You would at that point. You're probably getting Jalen Duren, right?
One of Mathurin and Sharp, and then Duren. Yep.
Is it basically no way Sharp's going to be there at 8? You think?
I've been getting the sense that he's dropping a little bit. Like there was the ESPN out there that I think his team said their preference is he goes to OKC. And he ain't going to OKC
at
2.
Yeah.
At 2, but they have pick 12. He worked out for the Hornets recently, who have picked 13 and 14. Again, the Hornets could package those and move up. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's there at 8. I don't think the Pacers take him at 6. Portland at 7 is definitely possible. But then then there's 8. It's right in that range.
I sent you the picture the other day of Jalen Duren at the Blazers workout. Dude is huge. And I was like, I'm in. I was wrong. I'll take him. I'll have him. Yeah. Cool with that.
He's a big dude.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Not a lot of free agency questions here. Well, I guess because you specifically asked for it to be draft questions. Well, we kind of glossed over the Dyson Daniels thing because we were basically just like, I don't know where that's coming from. So talk to us a little bit about what you know about Dyson Daniels just as a player and if you think that he would actually make sense for Detroit.
Advanced defender, phenomenal defender with the potential to be, I think, transcendent on that end. Great size. I mean, kind of the Scotty Barnes build, if I'm not mistaken. I think maybe Scotty's a little bit taller. Struggles to shoot, even though I do think he shot the 3-ball better as the G League season ended, if I'm not mistaken. Ball of clay. Like, I think that's like the guy to me, and we talked about this on one of those pods, where it's like, why are we just assuming Sharp's better? Because he didn't play? Like, Dyson Daniels looks like an elite defender.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen him do things. Like, that's just, I don't get that.
There also hasn't been,
you want me to, can I read a tweet to you that a fan that replied to my story today said?
Yeah,
just because he was just kind of contradicting himself, and this is like what my biggest kind of gripe with the Shaedon Sharpe stuff. You ready?
Yeah.
I should probably find it.
There also wasn't a story that came out in The Athletic about Dyson Daniels pissing off executives and scouts because he, quote-unquote, did absolutely nothing of value at his workout. Just
there,
something
yeah,
to chew
that,
on.
That's there, too. That,
shout out to
right.
John Hollinger.
So, a reply. I think that, wow, he deleted it? That's hilarious. Hold on.
You want me to read this next question while you're figuring this out?
Yeah, please.
I actually do want to read.
Actually, I have it. I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
None of these scenarios, including Sterling Sharp, Don't we basically know Keegan Murray won't be a star? I'd rather take a big swing. Never seen Sharp play, so I can't speak intelligently on him. I just hate the low-floor guy if a legit star potential is on the board. All right, so first thing, he's obviously trying to be funny and calling Shaedon Sharpe Sterling Sharpe and Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah.
He says, never seen Sharpe play, so I can't speak on him.
Nobody has. By the way, nobody has.
But he'd rather take the guy with star potential. That's just my biggest gripe with, like, the Sharpe stuff. Like, there are stuff out there people can watch and see and, like, make great informed opinions. 100%. When people were, like, coming at me for saying what I said about Sharpe in this situation a few weeks ago, it's like, this is when somebody admits that they don't know anything about this guy, but because others are, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Shout out Dyson Daniels, man. Like, we know he's going to be elite. Defensively, I think. I feel confident he will be one of those defenders people talk about for a long time.
I will stand side by side with you while you fight this battle, but sheathing my sword for this fight on the whole Shaedon Sharpe thing until if it happens, it happens, and I'll gas him up, but until then, I'm not. I'm actually going to read this in full from Brad. Usually people ask a question and then leave some stuff after, and usually I just try to burn through the question, blah, 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 go, go, go. I actually want to get your opinion on what he says here, though. Thoughts on pursuing John Collins for Jeremy? Maybe throw in Hami in a second, I appreciated what Bagley offered. I appreciate what Bagley brought last year, but a goal for this offseason should be to eliminate the need for him rather than retain him. Find a lob threat that isn't a bad defender and a bad shooter. So I'm actually kind of more interested in asking about what he said about the goal of the offseason should be to replace Bagley, not to retain him. Thoughts?
I'm not sure that John Collins is a phenomenal defender. I get what he's saying. Like, I could understand. I think Collins is a fine defender, but I don't know. I'm in the camp of, are we sure, like, John Collins is that much better than Jeremy Grant? Like, I trust, like, you could say what you want about Grant's shot selection. I trust him more to be able to create his own shot. Of course, yes, John Collins is more of a lob threat. John Collins is a better three-point shooter. But I just don't know if...
Is Jeremy's presence more hypothetically valuable to Atlanta's than John Collins would be to Detroit's?
I think Atlanta would rather have Collins' presence than Jeremy's. I think they'd rather have both.
Well, sure.
But
I don't want Kevin Huerter, so.
You don't want Bogdanović? In 16?
No. Okay. You know what? I danced around it in the last episode when you did the fake trades, which, by the way, shocking that a lot of people were like, I don't want Caris LeVert. That surprised me.
That was shocking.
That people didn't like that. I thought that was going to be like the new, I thought you were about to put people on. Not that people didn't know who Caris LeVert was, but you know what I mean? Yeah. I thought that was the one. Like, yeah, I called it fan service and people didn't like it.
For the record, shortly after mine and Chris's story came out and we talked about the Atlanta trade on this pod, a few other national reporters also reported that trade after. So it's not a fake trade per se, but yeah.
You talking about the Bogdanović one?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Okay. Okay, James, what do you say we jump into the ultimate test of friendship?
Thank you to everybody for questions. If you only care about basketball talk, you can turn it off now because we're about to play the love triangle, but newlywed game.
Interesting that this is the second time in the last 2 hours that James has assumed that nobody gives a shit about this little game that I have to play. Sent me a text earlier this morning and was like, I don't know if people are going to care about that. And I was like, it's my birthday, so they don't have to. No.
I said, let's not do it up front. Let's give if people that just come here for basketball talk and don't like our shenanigans, because I feel like there are a lot.
Yeah.
Let's get the basketball talk all the way. And if you would like to continue to listen to this, here it is.
So,
I'm excited.
Unfortunately, most of this episode was shenanigans anyways. All out of sorts
most
today.
Of them are, yeah.
So how this is going to work is there are 10 questions. Don't worry, we are going to go through them faster than we did the actual Q&A. Some of these are going to be worth either like it's one question, but it's half a point for each answer. I want you to get at least 7. If you get at least 7, then I'll feel good.
7 points?
7 points.
Or so, and that doesn't mean getting 7 out of 8, right?
Well, there's 10, but yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. Sorry. I thought you said 8.
They are going to get harder as we go.
That's what she said.
Nice. Actually, that was nice. Okay. Who approached who initially about doing a podcast?
About doing this podcast?
Who was the first person, period?
You reached out to me about doing you and your brother's show. I reached out to you.
Yes. There we go.
I reached out to you about doing this show.
There we go. Okay. Correct. And that was half a point. Who came up with the name of the show?
Me.
Yes, you did. Good job. That's 1 point. Congratulations.
Thank you. You reached out.
It was about 2 years ago, like right now, that you were like, hey, The Athletic, blah, 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 blah. We might be doing this thing, and I'd want you to, you know, would you be down for that? 7 months later, we finally got it started. And then a year after that, we finally got picked up by The Athletic. So, ladies and gentlemen, you made this possible. Thank you. We did it. James is 1 for 1. Number 2. Who am I the most scared to meet in the front office?
Troy.
Has to be.
I don't understand why you're terrified.
Utah requesting Sean Sweeney to... I should start with Jerome Allen because he's actually a Pistons assistant coach. They requested Jerome Allen to interview for their head coaching vacancy, but they also did the same thing for Sean Sweeney.
Yep.
Just something to chew on.
Shout out to Sean and Jerome.
Of course I'm terrified to meet Troy. Everybody should be. That one was an easy one.
He's a nice guy. I don't understand.
Because I had a... Doesn't matter.
Have you ever told... Tell that story on here. It's funny.
So... At the tryout.
Because it makes no sense why that like made you afraid of him.
So at the tryout, it was after it was done.
He
so
took
like,
a photo with Sean Murphy at a game. Like, he's a nice guy.
I actually didn't. Did I know that? Shout out to Sean Murphy.
Shout out to Sean Murphy.
We were at the tryout, and it was done. And obviously, Troy and Dwayne had been there the entire time. And I was talking to DJ Baker, Coach Baker.
Friend of the show.
And we were just chopping it up. He's like, yeah, how you doing? How'd it go? Blah, 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 blah. And Troy, like, walks by. He's like, I see him coming from, like, a little bit away out of the corner of my eye. And I, like, kind of look over at him. And in my head, I'm like, dude, you have to say something to him. But I was like, no, like, you're talking to DJ. Like, be respectful, blah, 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 blah. And then in my head, I was like, well, it's good that I'm talking to DJ because that makes it look like I'm not just some knuckleheaded. It makes me look like I'm okay. I'm supposed
like
to be
important.
Here.
Like, you're important.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be here.
So, like, you're a bucket.
Exactly. Even though he just, as evidenced by nothing, he just saw that I wasn't. So he walks like almost shoulder to shoulder with me, just walks right by me. And I was panicking because I was like side-eyeing the whole time. Like, am I supposed to say something? Am I supposed to be like, I love you? Like, I didn't know what to say. And I regretted it. And then for like 10 minutes later, I was just kind of shooting around and I saw him talking to somebody. And then he stopped talking to somebody and was walking away. And I was like, this is when I should walk up to him. But I was like, don't walk up to him because then you're going to seem like a fan. And you're not a fan. You're just a guy who likes him. And so... I folded and Troy or whoever, you know, has the direct line. Well, I'm sorry. And he probably has never thought about that in a day in his life. He probably didn't even notice that I was standing there. So you are 2 for 2. Another half point. Whose idea was the introduction video?
Me.
Easy, right? That was easy. What shoes was I wearing?
I don't know what they're called, but they were Nike, like, almost like runners. Like, I don't.
The Nike Reacts.
Vapors? Reacts, yeah,
the Ispas. Yeah, you were wearing Kobe 8s, I think.
Yep, camo.
I don't remember what.
The Kobe Italian had. Camos.
Yep.
Another Kobe. They were Kobe 6s.
You're 3 for 3. You got 3 points so far. You're doing good. But those are the easy questions. I told you. You're going to get softballs.
I think they'll all be easy.
When we hung out in Los Angeles, what did I get from the gas station? Half point for each item. Before and I wrote down in the question and, before we went on our hiking trip.
Yeah, that was fun. We just walked through the West Hollywood Hills after we got like the best pizza in the world on Thanksgiving.
Yes,
because I flew into LA on Thanksgiving for the road trip and missed. I was starving.
Yeah, I ripped my pants.
I almost, you did.
Ooh, I was so the, how that almost came out was I ripped my pants for you getting into a lift and then I was like, ooh.
We almost died in the lift.
Yes, we did. Half point for each item.
Newports?
No.
It was, I remember an ice cream sandwich.
It was, yes, but it was specifically a cookie ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, a cookie ice cream sandwich. And then the other thing, was it a pop?
What kind?
I want to say Tahitian treat?
It was purple.
Oh, it was purple.
Yeah.
I don't remember. What kind
I don't remember what it was. You were just like, what did you get? And I was like, purple. And you just laughed.
Oh,
and
yeah,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
and
you're
it
three
wasn't
and a half.
Faygo.
Right. No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah, you're right.
You're at 3.5. How many appearances did you make on Shoot the J?
Oh.
Now, you did do, you mentioned this earlier, you did do one episode with me and my brother on Motown Rundown. I'm not including that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
That's different.
But I'm not including that. Just Shoot the J, just you and I.
And then I've done Motown Noah.
Yes.
You had your own pod, yeah.
Well, that was Shoot the J. That was Shoot the J.
It's either two or three. Two.
It was three. You almost had it. But you, so you're still at 3.5. You're still at 3.5 points.
3.5, that's it?
Yeah, you're at 3.5.
How many questions are left?
You got a couple. You'll be fine. What country is the Bun and Cardigan Show the number one basketball podcast?
Colombia.
Shout out to Colombia. 4.5
Shout
points.
Out to Colombia. Shout out to our Colombian fans.
Without saying what episode
listeners,
it was.
Listeners, sorry. Colombian listeners.
Whatever. Without saying what episode it was, one of the funnier moments in the show's history was when we learned that, and I had to censor some stuff. James, all I wrote down for number 7, you're at 4.5 points. James, what's the name of that album?
His and Hers, Danita and Sia.
Okay, you're at 5.5
The greatest
points.
Alternative R&B album in R&B history.
If you want to have...
That might have been one of our first... I think that might have been my first pick an album.
It literally might have been, because I texted you...
It was one of
you,
the first.
I texted you every, like... I texted you, like, bi-weekly at, like, 11:30 at night. James, what's the name of that album again?
Yeah. You loved it, yeah.
Number 8, why do I hate Kogels?
Because you don't like the crunch. You don't like the snap.
The snap,
crunch.
Exactly. Yeah. You're at 5.5 points. You have 2 questions left.
Shout out to Kogels. Shout out to Flint 810. Flintstone, stand up.
Or I think that's, I'm sorry, that's 6.5. You were
that's
at 6.5 points.
Yeah.
6.5 points. You have 2 questions left. For me, American or Lafayette?
Damn. I know which, the building... I go to Lafayette, American.
So you are right. So that's 7.5 points. So congratulations. You've crossed the threshold of being a great friend. So here's the thing. The vibes in Lafayette are better. As an atmosphere and as an experience,
it's
Lafayette's
more grimy.
Better. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Lafayette's more grimy. Yeah.
And that's what I want. I just like the dogs a little bit better.
I haven't had American. Maybe I'll go do that this week. I always just go to Lafayette. American feels like it's never open. Like, Lafayette's always open.
Last time we were there, we did the thing where you just eat at both. We got one at Lafayette and then just went next door and went to American and got one more
really?
Left. That's what we did for lunch. Last question.
This is supposed to be the hardest.
Yes. I don't think you're getting this one.
Okay.
There's only one reason why I think you might. If memory serves, your claim to fame is that you were in on the ground early on Kendrick. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw him open
Kendrick
for
Lamar Wale at Michigan State. Kendrick Lamar EP. I listened to the Kendrick Lamar EP. That was my first listen. Shout out to Two Dope Boys.
Who is the only band that I claim to have been there first? I knew them way before they were famous.
Oh. I think my sister listens to them too.
This is exactly. Okay. I wasn't going to say because I didn't know if I should mention this. But, right, I knew that your sister liked them, and that's the only time that we've ever talked about this, so that is exactly why I thought you might know this.
21 Pilots.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, 2013, so, like, they became mainstream, like, 3 years later. But the first time we saw them was in the Egyptian Room in Indianapolis, which is not a very big venue at all. Their tour was so small at the time, and I've told you this before, but their tour was so small at the time that they weren't even coming to Michigan. So on our spring break, I was a sophomore in high school. Me, my brother, and one of our friends drove down to Indianapolis, and we got to see them. What the original last question was going to be. So 8.5 out of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, James Edwards III of The Athletic is a great friend.
Thank you.
The last question was originally going to be, what street is the world-famous 7-Eleven on?
Ah, I was just there. Starts with a D.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Diversey.
Diversey, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's Diversey, Diversey in Sheffield, yeah.
Shout out to Link. Is that Lincoln Park neighborhood? What neighborhood is that?
That's like the border of Lincoln Park and Lakeview, yeah.
Shout out to the border of Lincoln Park and Lakeview in Chicago. Shout out to Stan's Donuts. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to the Walmart that's there.
I've ruined that bathroom before.
The Walmart bathroom?
Yeah, I had Devil Dogs. You heard about Devil Dogs?
I've heard about them, yeah.
They give you a... I don't need to tell the story.
They give you the shits?
Ruined the bathroom. Ruined it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you made it this far...
Hold on. Can I come up with questions off the top of my head and see if you know?
Oh, okay. Sure.
What is my favorite hip-hop album of all time?
It would be something MF Doom.
It's not.
Oh, it's Illmatic.
No.
I don't know what it
is. I don't know if I actually ever told it. Below the Heavens, Blue in Exile. I don't know if I ever told it. I'm Dancing
in
the Rain.
I've never known that. That one doesn't count.
All right.
I have to have known it in the past.
What is...
I can tell you your favorite movie.
Okay, tell me
that. I can tell you one of them. Step Brothers. I know Step Brothers.
Okay, it's up there. It's one of my favorite three. Step Brothers, Friday, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Pee-wee. I knew that.
All right. What is... Who's my favorite basketball player of all time?
Oh, Sean. Come on.
Sean who?
I almost said Kemp as a bit, but I don't want you to think that I don't know it's Sean Livingston. Hey, here's a fun fact while you think of another question.
Yeah.
How many NBA players have there been ever named Colin?
Players ever?
Yeah. NBA players named Colin. How many?
Colin Sexton.
There's one.
There's going to be Colin Gillespie is going to be one. Villanova. I think that's his name, out of Villanova. John Collins doesn't count, right?
No. First name, Colin. I'm going to save you some time. One.
None? Just him?
Just Colin Sexton.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty white name.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Right?
There's more black players than white players.
But what do we always talk about with Wilt and Bill Russell? They're playing against plumbers and milkmen. And,
that's true. But Colin isn't... Like, was there a guy named Colin when TVs were black and white? Not really. Their names were like Bill and...
Here's a fun fact. In the same...
Benedict.
In the Terrence Stansbury, Sam Bowie draft, 1984, the famous Terrence Stansbury draft, in like the fourth round, which is actually the Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, John Stockton draft.
Yeah. I know, that's why I laughed.
In like the fifth round of that draft, a guy named, I don't remember his last name, but a guy named Colin did get drafted, never played a single minute, so he doesn't count.
Okay.
That so there's count. A fun fact for you. What's another one?
What hotel was I staying at?
Oh,
when I gave you your gift of an Isaiah Stewart jersey.
It wasn't the Marriott.
And we met for the first time.
I just don't know.
Like very intimate.
I just don't know downtown LA that much.
For the record, we met in the hotel lobby and then we left for you sick minds out there.
He's like, yeah, come up to my room, which I did do later.
Because you left the jersey up there.
We recorded the pod.
We recorded the pod. That's right.
Yeah, we were sitting in chairs next to each
that's
other.
That's right. We did record the pod. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I knew the hotel I was staying in at the time.
The one of six? I was at the Sheraton.
Oh, I was close then. Okay, I almost said the Chariot. I don't know what that is, so I definitely meant Sheraton. So I would have been close.
All right. Let me look around my
room. Just looking around for stuff.
I was trying to think of a shoes question.
The Grinches is probably going to be the answer. Probably the Grinches.
I actually sold those.
What?
Yeah, I got a nice pretty penny for them.
Oh, nice.
All right. Name just five of my favorite albums.
Five of your favorite albums?
And if you name one that's not, then you're not a good friend. You should be able to name five. We do a show where we name our dope albums.
If I name... Well, Black and Brown's not your favorite. That's not your favorite Danny Brown album.
No.
You wouldn't... I'm assuming you wouldn't put any Danny Brown in your top five.
Favorite albums of all time? No. But I love Danny. Danny's in my top 15 favorite rappers of all time.
Best Detroit rapper of all time. Mad Villain. I'm sorry. You're right. I forgot about Kid Rock.
You're sick. Shout out to Elzai. Shout out to Elzai and Royce.
I need just for... That is a bit.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Mad Villainy has to be one.
That's
right?
in there.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's definitely one.
And it can be all genres. It doesn't have to be.
What's is it? Born Like This?
That's another Doom album, but no,
it's not in there. Mad Villainy is the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
You said I needed to get one, and I got one.
No, I said if you say one that's not in
oh,
there.
Oh, that's right. That is what you said. Yeah.
All
right.
I think that's enough. Oh.
Come back. Think on this.
I have more. Name three hockey jerseys I have.
Oh, Chris Osgood.
Which team?
Oh, that's right. It's the Islanders, isn't it?
There you go. That's such a fire jersey, by the way.
It's crazy.
Like, I can't even find an OG Ozzy non-autographed Red Wings jersey, but I found an Islanders jersey. It was
that's wild.
Insane. Sick in the head.
Really nice quality, too. Like, perfect. it's like a real sweater.
I'm going to actually wear it today.
Isn't it like 90 degrees?
I mean, sometimes you got to represent.
I don't know about that one, brother. I don't know.
I won't wear an undershirt, and I won't wear
is
any
it,
draw.
Did you get Lucas Raymond, surely?
Yep.
Yep. I don't know if I've ever seen you wear any other ones.
I have a Brett Hull Blues and a Ryan Miller, shout out to Michigan State, Sabres.
I knew about the Ryan Miller one. Would yeah. never have remembered that because I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Justin Abdelkader, though.
Pick an album. Let's do an album and let's get out of here. This was a sporadic episode, but I thought it was fun. I think this was an entertaining episode. I hope people enjoyed it.
Come Home, The Kids Miss You by Jack Harlow.
I mean, Churchill no. Downs is hard.
No, it's a bad album. It's a bad album. We don't have to do this.
We talked about this, I think.
Oh, I have. All the way through. We didn't. I sent you the list of my top albums of the year so far. Remember I did that?
Yeah.
Why don't I just go on there? Just looking through some of these. Court Day from a Bird's Eye View at number 9 on the year for me. Might have to amend that. I haven't spun that album since it came out.
I'm going to do my list at the end of June. When it's actually been 6 months.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the whole list. I'm just picking one to do for right now. I'm going to go Harry's House, the new Harry Styles album. And I'm dead serious. It's great.
I know. You told me to listen.
And you won't. And I get it.
No, I didn't yet.
I'm going to Harry's House, Harry Styles.
I'm going to go. I've picked this one before, but I just want people to go listen to her. Green Tea Peng, Man-Made, London-based R&B singer. If I had to describe her, she's a mix of Erykah Badu, Amy Winehouse, and like Most Def.
Ooh.
Just the most fire shit in the world. Man-Made. If you play FIFA, her song Free My People is on the soundtrack. She's beautiful, but she looks wild. She has like a chipped tooth, tattoos on the neck and face. Before you listen to Man Made, the album, go listen to Downers on YouTube. She has a Colors, like a studio version. But Green Tea Peng, Man Made, showing Nick the Wax.
Ooh.
Shirt's coming in soon. I think she's the most phenomenal R&B singer out there right now. And I've been on an R&B bag lately. So.
Must have never heard of Doja Cat. You ever heard of Doja Cat, James?
Shout out to Doja Cat. Yeah, I have. I have heard about her, and I've seen her. Let me pick a rap one for my people.
Sure.
Let's go.
I'll go also. The new 070 Shake album is really good. She's phenomenal. Saw her open for the 1975 at the Deltaplex. Shout out to Grand Rapids.
Shout out to Grand Rapids. I'm going to go with something I've probably already shouted out before. But we're going to go Stove God Cooks, Reasonable Drought. Shout out to Stove God.
Okay. All right. You an F1 guy?
Nah.
You catch that race?
I might be racing, though. You saw what I'm whipping now. New whip alert.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Something with a little V8, a little vroom vroom.
If you made it this far, thank you very, very much for listening.
This new beat at the end, fire. I texted it to you actually already.
You did, yes.
This is when I made this beat. Can I tell this? When I made this beat, my face was scrunched up, like my mustache was tickling my nose hair, my bottom lip was sucking the top of my teeth, my vision was blurry. I had the mean face. Like this beat is fire.
It's exactly what I was doing when you joined the Zoom playing it.
Yeah, and exactly I played you the version, and we're going to play a little snippet of, I added an Eminem chorus.
Yeah.
We're going to play a short snippet of that before it goes into the beat because we don't want to get sued.
If you made it this far, ladies and gentlemen.
Slim, don't sue us. Paul Rosenberg, don't sue us. And if you want the beat, M, just holler at your boy. You know where to find me.
Facts. Danny Brown will cover it. He's got us. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you listened to his new pod?
Danny Brown has a podcast?
Yeah, he's like five episodes in. It's the funniest shit in the world. He doesn't even talk about music. He's like, ask Danny or things white. It's like he has a segment called Things White People Say. Like, it's just.
Oh, my God.
It's the funniest shit in the world.
Is it just him?
It's just him. And, like, he has, like, a. It's almost like how Rogan. I don't listen to Rogan anymore. But how Rogan's is set up where he has, like, him. And then he has, like, his. The guy who helps him. It's just Danny Jamie, by himself.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, just, no, I mean, I don't know Joe Rogan's producer's name. I don't know.
I knew Jay. I used to watch it when it started before he was a nutcase. But shout out to Danny Brown Show. It's phenomenal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will catch you guys in the next one.
Happy birthday, Nick. Vroom, vroom, peace.